KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies. We're at 43 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high around 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Iowa State Patrol Thursday released additional details about an accident Wednesday morning involving a trooper. Authorities report trooper Dylan Malone of Council Bluffs was driving his patrol vehicle, a 2014 Dodge Charger, in emergency status while en route to assist with a vehicle that was eluding law enforcement. As the trooper was traveling south on Highway 275 at around 4:20 a.m. and entering the town of Hamburg, his vehicle entered a curve and went out of control. The cruiser went off the road to the left and into a residential yard where it hit a tree before going airborne off an embankment. The cruiser then struck a parked 2017 Freightliner semi-trailer in the resident's driveway and afterwards spun around before coming to rest. Trooper Malone, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he was being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Well, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports deputies arrested 21-year-old Zachary Aaron Thomas of Red Oak Thursday evening. Thomas was taken into custody around 8:30 p.m. in the 200 block of East Knuckles Street for possession of marijuana. His cash bond with Montgomery County Jail was set at $1,000. A few minutes prior to Thomas's arrest, Red Oak police arrested 26-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Atlanta, or Red Oak, that is, in the same location. Nelson was charged with disorderly conduct and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his cash or surety bond was set at $300. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak police in that arrest. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports early Thursday morning, the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation, and that was this morning. During the course of the stop, 29-year-old Marquise O'Neill of Omaha was found to be in possession of a controlled substance. A subsequent search of the vehicle was conducted that produced a loaded .40-caliber handgun in the center console. O'Neill was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on $1,000 bond for possession of a controlled substance. Officials at the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau in Des Moines said Thursday that following an investigation, 43-year-old Michael Dean Kirsch of Shenandoah was charged with ongoing criminal conduct influencing enterprise, a Class B felony, and three Class C felony counts of first-degree theft, seven Class D felony counts of second-degree theft, and third and fourth-degree thefts. The charges against Kirsch stem from an investigation that began in December of 2016 after the Fraud Bureau was notified by the Iowa Insurance Division's Securities and Regulated Industries Bureau that Kirsch allegedly misappropriated his client's funds, which were intended for burial-related expenses. Kirsch, in his capacity as a funeral home owner, engaged in the selling of pre-need arrangements to customers using forms that would lead customers to believe they were obtaining an insurance contract to pay for funeral expenses, services, and merchandise. It's alleged that Kirsch allegedly instead used the funds he obtained under this understanding for his personal financial gain on a continuing basis. On April 24th of this year, Kirsch was arrested on a Page County warrant and released from the Page County Jail after posting $50,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Iowans with information about insurance fraud are encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau at 515-242-5304. As a result of the previous administrative action, Kirsch paid restitution of $32,813 to eight Iowans affected by his actions. In other news, the Guthrie County Extension Service says they're hosting a resume workshop May the 15th. Iowa Works will be coming to the office at 212 State Street in Guthrie Center from 1:30 until 4 p.m. that day to help anyone looking for help on their resumes and or looking for resources to help find a job. A computer will be provided and you will be setting up an account with iowajobs.org, and companies will be coming to speak with you about your job opportunities with them. Required registration is required for that event. You can call the Guthrie County Extension's office by no later than May the 14th at 641-747-2276 to reserve your place. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert reports the local fire danger will remain high through Monday, and if you plan to burn, please contact your local fire chief. Seibert says they have had several fire dispatches in the past few days where volunteers are called from home and work to respond to a fire, only to arrive and find that someone has started a controlled burn and not called their local fire chief or emergency management 911. Seibert asks persons planning a controlled burn to please respect the time of our volunteers, spend protecting your property, plan to your burn in advance, and use a burn plan, and call in prior to starting, 712-755-2124. Seibert warns also that the chances for severe weather are expected to increase next week, so be prepared for weather bulletins and to take cover when warnings are issued. Warm spring weather has been slow to spread across Iowa and the rest of the northern plains, causing costly delays for planting, construction, and other outdoor activities. Meteorologist Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub, says changes are underway in the major climate drivers.
We are transitioning between La Nina and potential El Nino. So a large part of what you're seeing here is Trent, and there is this noted warming hole over the middle part of the country in the middle part of summer. So that's kind of what's coming into play here.
La Nina patterns often bring cooler temperatures along with more storms in some areas and droughts elsewhere. El Nino patterns typically do the opposite. Due to the extended cold weather, many Iowa farmers are a couple of weeks behind in planting, and Toddy says it will take quite a while to get back to normal growing conditions.
The catching up cannot happen during the early part of the summer. Above average temperatures, middle part of the summer, don't do much to catch us up in the way of growing degree days.
Toddy says there is no single cause for the prolonged winter we've seen across much of the region in recent weeks.
There is a little bit of La Nina influence still, because we still are in a La Nina, but there's not one indicator. There's probably a combination of several different things that has locked into it.
Many areas in the region have set all-time April records for snow and cold temperatures. The Midwest Climate Hub is based in Ames. A newspaper has reported that a Drake University professor accused of sexually exploiting female students has been allowed to resign effective June 1st. The Des Moines Register says a November internal investigation found that Mahmoud Hamad physically, sexually, and verbally intimidated female students and did exploit the power differential that existed between him and his female students. The report found that Hamad violated university policy sees through unwelcome advances and unwelcome verbal and physical conduct and intimidation aimed at female students because of their sex. The case hasn't been referred to police. In the report, Hamad denied the student accusations. He's declined to otherwise comment. Drake Administrator Sue Madison won't say whether Hamad was asked to resign. She says he's on a leave of absence. Des Moines police have arrested a man who they say surrendered after firing at an officer who fired back. Police identify the man as 21-year-old Benjamin Perry, who has been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon on a police officer and other crimes. Police say no one was injured in the gunfire exchange, which happened at around 2 a.m. Thursday toward the end of a pursuit on northbound Interstate 35. Officers deployed stop sticks that disabled the vehicle. Police say the man, later identified as Perry, fired as his vehicle slowed, and the officer returned fire. Officers say Perry surrendered after a brief standoff and was taken to a hospital for evaluation. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.